Such Chairman, Excellency, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. First of all, it is a great pleasure and honor for me, on behalf of the Republic of Union of Myanmar and on my own behalf, to deliver the country statement in this 38th session of FAO Conference held with the theme of Sustainable Food System for Food Security and Nutrition. I would like to take this opportunity to reflect the present status of Myanmar. Everybody may be aware that Myanmar is located at strategic areas between the most populous countries in the world, China and India. Out of 60 million population of Myanmar, about 2/3 is depending on agriculture. Myanmar also has different agroecological regions such as delta areas, coastal areas, hilly areas, mountainous areas, and dry zone areas, favorable for production of various crops, livestock, and fishery. Since the formation of the new democratic government taking responsibility in 2011 April, step-by-step reform strategy in the area of politics, economics, and social are being carried out, and priority has been placed on poverty reduction through social economic development of people in rural areas based on agriculture. Out of 8 million development goals, the first goal aims at eradicating hunger and extreme poverty. In this respect, Myanmar is striving to attain this MDG goal by reducing current poverty level of 26 down to 16 by the year of 15. In order to implement poverty reduction effectively, efforts are being carried out to increase the productivity in agriculture, livestock, and fisheries sector. In order to contribute the Zero Hunger Program being implemented by FAO. Mr. Chairman, Excellency, distinguished guests, kindly allow me to quote some of the points from the Minister's communique of Global Forum for Food and Agriculture in Berlin on 19 January 2013, where the challenges for the food and nutrition security and rural development are emphasized. The major issue among them are right to adequate food, sustainable investment in agriculture in developing countries, negative impacts of global warming, desertification, and urbanization of agricultural lands. Since nutrition itself covers in the sense of food security, nutritional education, including awareness and knowledge sharing, are also needed for the purpose of healthy, safe, and perfect diets among the people, especially the developing countries like Myanmar. Moreover, I would also like to emphasize the need of technology support for pre- and post-harvest technology in agriculture sector, where losses about 40% of production are wasted in the handling process agriculture supply chain in developing countries. Those post-harvest losses are also the major challenges to overcome the global food security issues. Another key option to achieve food security through increased productivity will also be the transformation from traditional to mechanized farming, including improved irrigation system, which also needs infrastructure investment for the small-scale farmers to become the large-scale ones. Ladies and gentlemen, Myanmar is a food surplus country and potential to contribute regional food security, particularly rice production, and regional countries and FAO recommended that Myanmar will be able to get back to the leading position for rice export. In this regard, I would honestly like to request all the distinguished guests from FAO member countries and development partners to achieve food security, the poverty reduction, and zero hunger programs being implemented by all the nations in the world. In addition, I would also like to request your kind support for the development of Myanmar in terms of financial and technical assistance required for the rapid development, particularly for agriculture sector. In conclusion, I believe that this conversation will be able to bring out the welfare of the people, especially in developing countries, through good policy options institution arrangement and capacity will be aiming at improved food security and nutrition, taking into consideration the global warming, climate change, and natural disaster. And I would like to express my sincere gratitude for being able to contribute to this conference. Thank you for attention.